Welcome back to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. We're going to visit with Catherine Fitzcappas from CCM Health in Montevideo. And good morning, Catherine.
Morning, Paul.
Well, how's your day going?
It's going really good.
Good. That's good to hear. It's better than the other way, right?
Exactly.
thanks for joining us on Wellness Wednesday this morning. And what's our subject today?
So today we thought we'd talk about seasonal affective disorder. So this time of year, some people you might have noticed can complain a little bit about the weather this time of year.
Yep.
So seasonal affective disorder is kind of just that. It's, you know, a season, a time where we feel affected, like our mental health feels affected by the season. Some people, they love this time of year. You know, they're out ice fishing or, snowshoeing, enjoying the snow. And then you also have people who just for months before the snow comes, they're dreading it. They just don't want to see that snow. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's one thing. You know, people have different opinions about
right.
the weather and how the weather makes them feel. That's not really seasonal affective disorder. That's just kind of a preference that can play into getting seasonal affective disorder. But really what we're talking about with seasonal affective disorder is depression. And depression, you know, isn't just feeling down. Like, that's part of it, right? When you have depression, you feel down. We all feel down sometimes. But what we're really looking at with seasonal affective disorder is actually has more to do with the lack of light. And for some people, that can throw off the hormones that we have in our brain, the chemicals in our brain. And that's nobody's fault. That doesn't depend on your attitude about the weather. That's just something that can happen to some people. So the lack of light, actually what it can do is throw off our circadian rhythm, so our sleep cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And what that can do is cause our brain to produce too much of the sleep hormone called melatonin and then release less serotonin. So serotonin is the feel-good brain chemical that really affects our mood. And obviously, you know, attitude can play into that. We can, you know, kind of change the way we think about things, and that can give us more serotonin, but it's bigger than that. So the big catch there is, you know, like today, you look outside, we're not getting a whole lot of sunlight, which means we're not getting a whole lot of vitamin D, which can create part of that serotonin. And like I said, for each person, it's different. So that's kind of the basics of what you're looking at with what seasonal affective disorder is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how do I know if I have seasonal affective disorder, Kate?
Yeah. So that's a good question. But like I said, we can all feel a little bit down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's normal. And we have to kind of just do a few things in our daily routine to kind of get us out of it. But if you start to notice that it's more affecting your functioning, that's when I'd say you have to pay attention to it, because you don't want it to get worse. So, you know, as a therapist, people, you know, often come in, you know, their first session, and they're kind of like, yeah, I don't know if I really need to be here or not. I've just noticed these things. And that's something, you know, all therapists would do, any therapist you would go see, is help you determine, you know, in that first session, whether what you're experiencing is, you know, kind of typical and you need to just do a few things to change up your daily routine, or if it's something that you really need to work on and look at, you know,
right.
interventions, daily or weekly interventions that are going to help. And so I would say, you know, if you know, there's, of course, anyone can Google all sorts of things online, but we often use what's called the PHQ-9, which is just a depression screener, and it just asks you kind of rate how you're feeling in different areas. So if you're sleeping too much, sleeping too little, you're realizing you're just not yourself, you're more irritable, people around you, relationships are getting harder, you're not able to go to work, you're just not enjoying anything about, you know, finding anything that you enjoy in your day, those are all signs that you probably need a little bit of, a little bit of professional help there.
Right. I know a person suffers from this, especially when the time change, when it starts to get dark at 5 o'clock.
Yes.
They get all messed up. They don't know what time it is. They don't know when to sleep. They get really confused about that. And it's a seasonal thing, right?
Yeah. And again, it's a chemical, you can just think about it like that. I think a lot of times with mental health things, we tend to blame the person, why don't you just, do this and you'll feel better. But it really is, your brain is having less serotonin. And so there's a lot of things that we can do to help boost that serotonin. So it's not something you have to just suffer through and live with. There is a way to kind of get your serotonin levels up, get your body so that it's functioning better this time of year if seasonal affective is a struggle for you.
Okay. So, Kate, if you're just tuning in to Wellness Wednesday, we're talking with Kate Fitzcappas. Kate is a clinical social worker at CCM Health in Montevideo. And, Kate, what to do if I have signs of seasonal affective disorder?
Yeah, so I'll just kind of run you through the different interventions that we use for seasonal affective disorder. So one that, it sounds kind of weird, but maybe people have heard about it by now, it's been around for a while, is light therapy. So that's just kind of like a little screen that you can buy that just puts out light that's not, it takes out all the UV, so it's not bad for your skin, but it's light therapy. And people who have seasonal affective disorder can just sit in front of that light for 30, they have different amounts of time you can sit by around it, maybe 30 minutes a day while you're eating your breakfast or something. And that can make a big difference because what that does is then gives you that serotonin boost. Therapy, going to a therapist, it's going to be a safe place to just talk through how you're feeling and get some tips and tricks on what to do in your daily life to help naturally boost that serotonin. And then some people, if that's just not working, either of those two kind of the least invasive interventions, then antidepressants, medication. At CCM, we have a lot of your primary care provider. If you think you have seasonal affective disorder, you go see your primary care provider. They're going to say these are your options, and medication is one. And then vitamin D, just ways to get vitamin D. Your primary care provider can even do a test and see, are you low in vitamin D? And then they can tell you if they think that you should take a supplement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think you mentioned this earlier, Kate, sunshine plays a big part in that too, doesn't it? Get a lot of sun. Sit out in the sun, right? Will that
help?
Yeah,
if you can. Yeah, absolutely. So, that was another thing I was going to talk about is just, what are things that boost up that serotonin? Definitely anything physical you can do outside, even on a day like this where I think that plays into it too. We don't feel like going outside when it's like this. But getting the blood pumping, that'll give you a little serotonin boost. Even if you're just kind of, walking outside between your car and your house or into your job and you notice the sun comes out, just stand there a minute. Just kind of meditate, let that sun soak in, take some deep breaths. What we eat plays a big factor too, in those serotonin levels. So just making sure you're eating healthy. Bananas, interestingly, are a food that have some dopamine and some serotonin and some oxytocin, some of those good,
awesome.
Hormones.
I eat a banana every morning. That's good to hear.
Perfect. Yep. Perfect. Yeah. And, and then just reducing stress. I've been noticing, that there are more comedians coming around in our area, and I was like, well, that's perfect. We all need an endorphin boost and reduce our stress. So, just laughing, getting yourself to go out as far as volunteering or just being in community with others. I think sometimes that's another thing that can contribute to seasonal affective is we're just a little more isolated in the winter. You're maybe not outside just passing by
right.
your neighbors and having little conversations with them. So those are all things that, you know, definitely can help reduce the effects of seasonal affective.
Okay. All right. Well, Kate, wonderful information there. Did we touch all the bases? Or did you have?
We sure did. Thank you, Paul.
All right. Yeah. So if people have questions about this, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so just calling CCM Health. I mean, I recommend checking in with your primary care provider first, and they'll kind of let you know, like, what do they think you need to address, you know, your health, and mental health is just one part of that. And then obviously if you are a person who struggles with depression at other times of year, seasonal affective can just make it worse. And then it is a good idea to just give, you know, CCM a call and ask for an appointment with a therapist. There's three of us there. Lots of other good therapists in our community too. So don't hesitate to reach out.
Okay. Real good. Thank you, Kate. Appreciate the information this morning.
All right. Take care, Paul.
Yeah. Kate Fitzcappas. Kate's a clinical social worker at CCM Health, and it's been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.